You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
We're looking at the official BBC Worldwide Doctor Who convention. Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 243. The chances that I'll be in Cardiff on March 24th or 25th with $157.45 to spare, that's current exchange rates, well, those chances are depressingly slim. For the record, my whole family wants to visit the UK badly, and we will someday, but the lure of the first modern BBC-sponsored Doctor Who convention isn't great enough to rush our transatlantic timetable. Fan enthusiasm for the Doctor Who official convention, details at dwconvention.com, has been mixed. Part of it's the price, which is almost twice what it costs to attend the upcoming Chicago TARDIS convention on a standard ticket. For 3 days, mind you, not just one of the two identical official con days. Part of it's the event's FAQ, which clearly recommends that children not attend, ostensibly because revealing the behind-the-scenes elements would spoil the magic for children. Then there's the limited access to headlining guests Stephen Moffat and Matt Smith, with only one of whom you can get a picture or an autograph. But not both, and that'll be an extra £25, please. That last bit actually makes a lot of sense, because everyone will want a piece of Moffat and Smith, and the restrictions are as much about protecting them and managing expectations as about making money. But the reservations I hear and read about this con revolve around how locked down and rigid it seems compared to independent cons like Hooverville, Chicago TARDIS, or the epicenter of Doctor Who conventions, Gallifrey 1. But maybe the problem is we're comparing apples to oranges. If BBC Worldwide called it something different, Doctor Who Live, or the Convention Con Expo Festorama, or something, we wouldn't be playing the expectations game. This event is likely to bring more current Doctor Who cast and crew together in one place than any fan-run convention ever could, and that may be well worth the £99 for Saturday or Sunday. As presented by the convention website, however, people journeying to Cardiff are clearly going to be put in the role of audience. When you go to Gallifrey 1 or Chicago TARDIS or any other fan-run convention, you're more than an audience. You're a community. And although if I had the money and time I would go to Cardiff, if forced to choose, I know which role I would rather play. And that's 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 243 for the 13th of November. You can find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. I'm on the social media stuff. Look for me on Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord or facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord. Catch you soon.